Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day to experience you in every way. Bless this word to our body and our day to you, Lord, as you wake us up this morning with sufficient again, Lord, to run the race this day. Thank you for your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 6, verse 25 and 26. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
Hallelujah. So life is more than just the love of money. It's life is all about the love of God. The love of God desired children, godly offspring, the word says, and he made us. And so it's so wonderful when we realize that and we stop just walking in the natural, looking in the natural, being copycats. We look to our God, our Father, our Maker, the lover of our soul. And then we find true wealth. It's so beautiful, as it says here, that, you know, he's all creation is made by him, and he looks after it. He watches over the birds. He feeds the birds. But he says, are you not of much more value? We are the crown of creation. After he made everything, he made everything for us. The whole earth, the idea of putting the world together, was because he already predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the world. So the whole putting to the world together, all the beautiful design, the colors, the wonders of the world and the beauty in it is the love of God towards his children. And then he comes and he makes his children. And so that's the value. But now the value goes so much further. Every day God is got new things. His mercy, his love is new every morning, and that's a beauty. And now that we walk with him, that's what we long for, and we partake of his love dream, that he's got dreams, days ordained for us while there were yet none of them. His thoughts towards us is as much as the sea sand. So that's what we want to tap into. Not want to, that we thank you, Lord, that we do tap into every day as God just refreshes and motivates us again to, just like the sun has a purpose, it goes up, it brings light and life and warmth and health to mankind, and runs and then goes away, rests, and we know it doesn't rest, but thinking about us like the sun, we rest. But then the next day we out again then to fulfill the wonderful design and plan and purpose of a wonderful God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Whoops, I just remember this testimony. You know, we know that, so that's the whole key here is put God first. And when you put God first, everything comes together. And we know the story that the early bird catches a worm. But something more, when we were staying in Umfolozi River Lodge and Bird Park, every morning you would wake up and you would hear the birds. Here, before the sun comes up, they would be praising God, making a beautiful sound. And that was so beautiful. But then I learned something once as well, and I never ever knew it before. If you're not like staying close to birds, you wouldn't know that. That there was one morning, it was dark, it was raining, it was windy. And you know what? The birds were still singing, irrespective of what that day started like. You know, it seemed to start as it was going to be a nightmare. But the birds were still praising God. So keep your faith. Keep your looking to the Lord. Keep praising him. Because he, at the end of the day, everything just works to the good for those that love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.